أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've looked at Surah At-Tawbah or Surah Al-Bara'a. And in Ayah 71, Allah says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believing men and the believing women, they are guardians of each other. They're awliya, they incline towards each other. So let's look at this aspect and a hadith of the Prophet which states the 30 obligations on all believers towards their brothers and sisters. And I'm going to list them so we go through them. The first one, and these are obligations, that means it's wajib. It's not just a recommendation. The first one, forgiving their mistakes. Number two, being merciful to them when they're in a strange land. Three, guarding their secrets. Four, giving them a hand when they're about to fall. Number five, accepting their apologies. Number six, discouraging backbiting about them. Number seven, persisting in giving them good advice. Number eight, treasuring their friendship. Number nine, fulfilling their trusts. 10, visiting them when they're ill. 11, being with them at the time of their death. 12, accepting their invitations and their presence. 13, returning their favors in kind. 14, thanking them for their favors. 15, being grateful for their assistance. 16, protecting their honor and property. 17, helping them meet their needs. 18, making an effort to solve their problems. 19, guiding them to the things they have lost. 20, answering their greetings. 21, taking them at their word. 22, accepting their bestowals. 23, confirming them if they swear to something. 24, being kind and friendly towards them. 25, helping them when they're being unjust. That means stopping them from being unjust. 26, helping them when they're a victim of injustice. 27, refraining from feeling bored with them. 28, not forsaking them in times of trouble. 29, whatever good you like for them. And 30, whatever evil you dislike for them. And these are massive obligations. Can you imagine? Anybody who believes, the moment they say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that's it. 30 obligations become wajib. 30 wajibat towards the brothers and sisters in iman. You know, it actually makes you stop and think. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to fulfill these obligations. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim.